Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the fourth day of Tammuz, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masech de Gittin, Perek Shemini, Mishnah Yud. We continue talking about a get kareach, literally a bald get. This was a get written for Kohanim, so they shouldn't be in a hurry to divorce their wives because they can't retake them back again. And it was comprised of making knots on each section of the get. They would write a few lines, then fold that on the empty space below it, stitch it at the back, tie it at the back, and then this would go on and on and on, right through. Now, what happens if you have a get kereach? A get kereach is called a bull get. When it's a get mekusha, that's lacking signatures on the back of some of the ksharim, some of the knots. Get kereach, hakol mashlimin alav. Anybody can be mashlim. Anybody can sign that the missing places where it doesn't have yet signatures on the back of each kesher. Even a relative, even an avid kanani, even a gazlan, people who are normally not able to be an aid, a kosher in other places, here they can just complete the chasimus, complete the signatures for those ksharim, for those knots that haven't got one yet. What's the reason? Because the only reason that we said that you have to be mashlimit, that you have to have the signatures on all of the ksharim, is a worry that maybe when the get will appear sometime in a beistin, the beistin might make it possible because they'll think that the husband invited as many edim to sign the get as there are ksharim, as there are knots in the get. And what's the halacha if a husband invites edim and he tells them all to sign and they don't all sign? It's a possible get. So therefore we are worried that maybe he did summon a number of edim equal to the number of ksharim, and that the reason that only some of them are signed is because the others weren't there. For that reason, if in fact we know that the husband did not invite or did not summon edim according to the number of the knots, you are allowed to mashlim, you're allowed to complete the ksharim, complete the signatures on those ksharim which don't yet have a signature, even with people who are absolutely unfit to testify in other places. Why? Because they're only testifying, so Basin shouldn't make the get possible. And as long as you've got some signatures, as we'll soon see, it's fine. Divrei Ben Anas. These are the words of Ben Anas. The Gemara explains that a get mekusha has to have at least 3 edim. You need 3 signatures. And that means you have to have at least 3 kesharim, 3 knots on a get mekusha. And therefore our Mishnah must be talking about a get mekusha that had more than 3 kesharim, more than 3 knots on it. And, or 3 knots. And one can sign on it. There had to be at least, therefore, 3 edim kesharim who signed on it. In such a case, Ben Anas hold that for the remaining 4th or 5th signatures or 6th signatures, you can use any aid, any person. Doesn't even have to be a kosher aid at all. Rabbi Kiva is more strict. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein mashlimin alav, ela krovim horuin lahoid b'makom acher. He says, the only ones that we can include, which are posseladers, are relatives to the husband or the wife, that's fine. Normal, as long as they're able to testify normally in somewhere else. In other words, they're kosher edim. It's just that here, they would not normally be allowed because they're relatives. But because it's only to be mashlim, only to complete the signatures, and you've already got enough kosher ones, as we said, you've already got 3 signatures, Beit Rabbi Kiva says, that's the limit. We'll only allow to choose relatives, even though here they're relatives, because they're kosher in another place to do it. What's the reason? Why is Rabbi Kiva so strict? Rabbi Kiva says, don't use an avid kanani, because people start thinking, oh, he must be free. Well, let's make a shidduch with him in the Bas Yisrael. And chas v'shalom to do so, he's not Jewish. If you allow an avid kanani to sign it, people start to think, you know, that he's already been freed and Jewish. That's what happens to an avid kanani when he's freed. He becomes fully Jewish. With a gazlan, there's a problem that people might start to think, ah, the gazlan signed this get. Not realizing, of course, he must have done shuvah, they'll think. And they'll make him kosher to sign on other edus as well. Now, they won't make, therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, don't use Eid Avid Kanani, don't use a Gazlan, don't use people who apostle generally for Eidus. But you can use a relative. Why? Because everyone will know here is that he's a relative, and they're not going to have any problem in other court cases about having him an aid, because he can be an aid. But Izel get kereach, continues the Mishnah, what is called a get kereach, a balding get? Kol shekshorim rubin made of any get where the ksharim, the places where it's stitched or tied, is more numerous than the number of aidim, as we said before. Now, the Gemara explains that a get mekusha, which has three stitched areas, and only have two Eidim signed on them, according to everybody, you cannot use an Avid or a Gazlan, even according to the Bananas. As we explained before in the words of Bananas. But it's in respect of the Korov, in respect of the relative, that their Machalik is developed in the Gemara. One says, we can mashlim them with a Korov, we can mashlim the signatures with a Korov, because Min HaTorah, you don't even need three Eidim. You don't need to. And others say that even for with a korov you can't be mashlim when you've only got two signatures, because three eidim on a good get mekusher are the equivalent of two eidim on an ordinary get poshet. And just like in a get poshet, you certainly need to have eidim who are kosher to sign at least for the two eidim. So for the get mekusher, which is three eidim, all three have to be kosher at least. Halacha is indeed like Bananas, that you can use any type of Eidus beyond the three Eidim. But nevertheless, one should only be mashlim with one Eid that is possible. In other words, even though we paskin like the Chachamim Taka, that you can use possible Eidim, but they have to be Eidim that there can only be one of them. Only one of them can be possible, not more than one. The rest of them will have to be kosher edim. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph. Amigoris is the person who divorces his wife with a kosher get, but he says to her when he gives the get, Hariat mutas l'choladom ela l'flani. You can marry anyone you want except for, you're permitted to marry anyone you want except for Joe Blow down the street. That might, Plony, that guy you can't marry. Now, is this called something missing from the get in terms of kores? Because get normally means you cut off completely from your wife and yourself, between your wife and yourself. You make a complete split. But if you start saying that you're mutter to everybody except for that man, that means you've got a hold on her still. But Rabbi Eliezer nevertheless says mutter. He says it's okay. Why? Because it's as if he said to her, the Gemara explains what's the reason. The reason that she's Mugareshes is because when it talks about a Kohen, and it says a Kohen cannot marry a divorcee, it says, Isha grusha me isha lo yikachu. A woman who's divorced from her husband, they shall not take. A Kohen cannot marry a divorcee. From here we learn, why does it say me isha from her husband? To tell you that even if she was only Mugareshes from her husband, he said to her something strange. He said, you were divorced from me, but you're not permitted to marry anybody else. Such a woman, even though the get is questionable or not good, but it's got a smell of a get. It's got reich a get. And it's enough to puzzle that woman for kum kahuna. She should not be able to marry a kohen. Midi rabbana. And since even if she was only mutted, and she was not mutted to any person, and she was divorced from just a husband, that's enough to make a puzzle for kahuna. So Bananas figured and derived that it's a kolshken, that it should be considered an absolute get gomor when he's matter to all people except for a certain individual. That's fine. The Chachamim say no, she cannot get married with such a get. Why? Because the Ashir, there is something lacking in the get, lacking in terms of his complete letting go of her. He's not completely letting go of her. The fact that she's not mutter for all people, even it's only one person, that's not a get which is koris lagamri. It's not called a get which completely severs a relationship. As far as that person that he won't let her marry, she's not considered a proper koris. She's not cut off. And this is what we say, reich a get pasels the kahuna. This idea is only a chumrah. It's a chumrah. Ked said, yes, what should he do in such a circumstance that he did a get like that? Yitlanem, and he should take it away from her. V'yachzav itnelala, and he should then re-give it to her, v'yomala, and say to her the following words, Hari at muteres l'chol adam. I'm giving you this get, you are muter now for any person. Now, even though we said before, earlier on in the previous parak, about a person who has a loan document, and he gives it to her, and he says, this is yours, and he gives it the get, we say that it's not considered a get until he actually tells her that, Hari lo getoch, it's your get, and he doesn't have to take it away from her and give it to her. Why here does he have to take it away and give it? And the reason is because here it's different. Because here, even in the first giving of the get, the Nesina Roshona, she was koinah, she acquired it to become posel for kuna. And since he wrote it, now that you get, he was mzakeh to it. See, he gave her the get based on the first condition. So now, whatever he says will not help anymore unless he takes it from her and re-gives it to her. Finally, says the Mishnah, v'im kesavoy besochei. What happens if he wrote the tanai, the condition, inside the get itself? He said, you can marry everybody except for Yankel, and it's written in the get. Afal pi shechozim choker, even though he goes back and he erases it, posel. Why is it posel? Because the get was only written based on that condition. And that get is a posel get. It's not krisus. It doesn't have proper cutting off the relationship between him and his wife.